Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning,
how are
Mr.
you?
Mayor.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. We're doing great. We're very much looking forward to the draft lottery tonight. Yeah. And you've brought a lot of these types of things to town. What is the appeal of the draft lottery here? Obviously, we've had the NFL draft here. We've had some great events. How much do you like these things? Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's a lot of excitement for the city. You have the drafters. I think this is one of the best in about a decade or so. Best lottery drafts in a long time. I mean, there's real suspense. You have great players. You have teams down there. But it's a great event for the city, like the NFL draft, like the NHL. But, you know, this is also 2 years in a row. And then next year, we get the NBA All-Stars, which is another spectacular event. It's good for tourism. It's good for recognition of the city. We're a sports town. And it's more than one of the other things. Beyond these type of events, traditional events, we've then also done the Laver Cup for tennis.
Right.
We went from Prague to Chicago, the two cities, and people from 46 countries came to the city. But we also have done rugby, the Frozen Four. We've done a whole host of other soccer events, not kind of quote-unquote just the baseball, football, hockey, basketball, although those are all great. We've also expanded out. And, you know, when Ireland beat the New Zealand team in rugby at Soldier Field, that was a great international event. And it puts, my goal, put Chicago on the, not just a world-class city, put it on the global stage with a global footprint.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, but can you deliver the number one pick tonight in Zion Williamson? Can the fix be in? Is Bulls ever?
Let me say this. He is a force of nature. This is something none of us who follow, March Madness or follow college basketball have seen. But also the good news is there's a lot of other good players out there. Other Duke players that are there, Gonzaga players that are there, Texas Tech players that are there. And so the short answer is no, I cannot deliver. Let me say this.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I can deal with aldermanic privilege, but I cannot deal the number one player.
It's the second straight year they've come to Chicago for the NBA draft lottery. How did it get here in the first place?
Let's just say my charming personality. No, I think that here's the honest truth. Go back a little. Remember when Charlotte had all those political problems and the NBA had to pull out?
Mm-hmm.
And then Adam went
right
to, I think it was, I can't remember, was it Atlanta or New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Right, New Orleans. And I wouldn't let him hang up on the phone. I said, Adam, you pulled out of Charlotte. You missed Chicago. He said, I'm going to take care of Chicago. I said, no, you're going to take care of Chicago today, tomorrow. And I kept pushing and pushing. So that's where the lottery came from. Because, I want to actually use this example. We convinced Roger to have the NFL draft for the first time ever, not in New York. I convinced him here, and I can tell you that story. And it was so successful in Chicago outside of New York, they had never considered it as an event. It just kind of happened. They came back for a second year. And my commitment to Roger was, I said, when you're going to get on the plane and leave, you're going to say, damn it, we should have done this before. And that's exactly what happened. They came back year two. And I said the same thing to Adam. I said, you give me one shot. You're going to leave, and my goal is when you leave, you're going to say, why didn't we do this before? And they came back return. NHL draft was on the 100-year
right
anniversary. So those are, using some of those things, and then let's just say I have a streak with persistence.
So you look at all of the things that were accomplished in terms of, we're talking in terms of sports. You know, you're looking at your legacy here and in terms of sports in Chicago. What are you most proud of?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of things. One is that when I tell all these events, NFL draft, et cetera, I want you to invest in what our kids are doing, either through the Park District or CPS. So they have done that. The other thing is, you know, if you take a look at some of the schools have won, for the first time ever, we've had two football championships statewide in high school. I mean, it's not just the events, and I'll come to that, but basketball championships, you know, soccer championships, statewide championships for our kids. So that, if you ask me, while I'm very proud of these events, I'm more proud of what our kids are showing on the court and in the classroom across the section. So that is gives me a lot of a sense of what we have done in sports like soccer and football. We've always been known as a basketball city, but it also we've expanded beyond the Solario kids winning the statewide soccer champion, the kids in the Brownsville High School, Phillips, winning not once, 2 years in a row. And the first year, they had five homeless kids, and they still created a family and a team.
Wow.
Second, these international events and national events put a lens on Chicago where we can shine. And then, without a doubt, you can't go further without saying the Blackhawks and the Cubs when they won, especially the Cubs. I was in Cleveland when they won, went on the field. The parade that we organized in 24 hours. I mean, those are just memorable moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't take any role in that. But to be the mayor of the city when those happen, there was a unity, there's a sense of spirit. And those are great. You know, that's what citywide sports teams do.
Mr. Mayor, last week the big news in the soccer world locally was the Chicago Fire, after 13 years of playing in Bridgeview, announced plans to return and play some games at Soldier Field. How important is that to the city, and what was your role in that?
Well, first of all, what they said is they're going to leave Bridgeview. Where they play, let's just say that hasn't been decided yet, but I'm making sure that if you use the name Chicago Fire, you should be in Chicago. And I think that I have been working with the ownership for over 3 years on bringing home after nearly two decades of absence, and I think it would do wonders for the team, wonders for the city, and it's another way of bringing energy. And given, let me just say this also, you know, given the population of the city, strong Eastern European, big soccer culture, strong Central American and Mexican population, big soccer culture. Soccer is taken on in the United States. I remember when I played in high school, it wasn't even, I mean, we played, but it was not what football and basketball and baseball were. Now it's emerged as a co-equal. I think it would do wonders for the city, and they should be, you shouldn't have a Chicago team playing in the suburbs. They should be in the city, and given our population, we can support the Fire with a fan base that they can't get in Bridgeview. And that's good for the players. It's good for the fans, and it's great for the city.
You've also protected the taxpayer from public funded. Well, I'm just saying that. I mean, you know, the battle you had with the Cubs. I mean, everybody wants some help, and the Cubs' argument was always that it's, you know, people come to Chicago specifically to go to Wrigley Field, and that they wanted more funding, and you held a hard line on that. Was that one of the toughest sports battles you've had?
I'm not toughest, but look, I have a general view. First, I've studied this. Cities that subsidize sporting teams building their stadiums come out on the losing end. My job is to represent the taxpayers. And as I said to the Ricketts family, you bought it, you own it, I'm going to help you monetize things like the screens, like doing the plaza. I get that. And that's good. That's good for them. It's good for the city. It's good for Wrigleyville. What I will not do is subsidize your ownership. I don't believe in it. And not only do I not believe it, there is not a single academic study showing that the city ends up a winner. They look like dumb money. And I just refuse to do what we did in the past in this city and what you can see from examples in Atlanta and other cities where you subsidize ownership that's unbelievably well off. Now, I said, you know, it was like a year and a half, Alderman Tunney and I, I was very. They came at $200 million, then $150 million, then $100 million of breaks on amusement tax. I said, we're not doing it. Sometimes it got a little, shall we say, tense. But at the end of the day, I was very clear. Now, other things, lights, amount of night games, plaza, billboard screens, et cetera, where you see. I went to the game Sunday night. You can't even imagine watching a game anymore without that replay screen. So there was other people acting like, the public was acting like, we had ownership of the Wrigley Field. We don't. And that was fair for the, giving them the permission, the zoning, to develop, and it's turned into a great amenity, and I compliment the Ricketts. They have done a great job in not only the field and doing it architecturally tasteful, but the hotel, the plaza, et cetera. But I'm not going to subsidize it. And the taxpayers turned out getting a win. The Ricketts family, that value of the Cubs is a win, and we weren't treating taxpayers as dumb money.
How
and everybody
it,
won.
Yeah,
now, I held the line.
Yeah,
it got, at some points, they said certain things about me, and I said certain things about them. But that's just the, let's just call it, I'll write my book to equal Trump's part two, The Art of the Deal.
Well played. How does Wintrust Arena then not fall into that category? Wasn't TIF money used as part
of
that?
First of all, no, it was not. Okay. In the end, we thought about it. That is true, but we didn't. Second is, the DePaul team wrote a $75 million check. It's a lot different if a college is writing a check than us writing a check to the ownership. A lot different. The money's flowing differently. Now, the good news is DePaul was playing in the suburbs. They're now playing in the city. That arena supports not only McCormick Place, creates a campus for McCormick, but it also is now Chicago Sky plays there. DePaul plays there. Robert Morris plays there. It's used for concerts and other things. And people who work there have a job. And that, in the end of the day, those are also good-paying jobs that are entry-level, that people that get a chance to participate in the economy. Otherwise, they'd be cut off. And we didn't subsidize it. We thought about it. Mm-hmm. True. We didn't do it in the end. But it's a lot different when the DePaul basketball team is writing us a check to play versus us writing them or subsidizing a check.
Any regrets for you that you didn't run this year? It just seems like it was such a strange election. maybe because you decided not
to
run.
What are you going to say with the word strange?
Well, just there were so many different candidates and there was so much different the split and the runoff and everything.
You know what, I always joke sometimes, you know, when I ran in 2011, things were in such a shape that only five of us filed. 8 years later, after we've done some work, 20-something filed. Tells you what only 8 years can do. So the short answer to you is, look, I came to make a difference in the economy, in job opportunities, most importantly in the education of our children. I really do want to say this. We are now... We've added 4 years of educational time to our children, 7 consecutive years of record graduation growth and record college attendance. We're actually leading the country in graduation growth. Our kids reading and math scores outperform 98% of all other American children. That is, and not just in the school. I met with kids yesterday at Kipp School. I taught their UN class. We were invested in, we talked in that time. It's in the Austin neighborhood on the west side, about after-school programs, which we've nearly doubled, summer jobs, which we've doubled to 33,000 kids, mentoring programs, free tutoring in every neighborhood library. All these things have added to our kids. And the truth is, there's always energy to do more. I'm going to hand the baton off. I think the city is, you know, in many ways, while we have a lot of work ahead of us, the foundational stuff is so much stronger than it was 8 years ago. And we've worked through a lot of issues that a lot of people said, you know, we're debating for 20, 30, 40 years. We got through them. They were tough, as I said, in 2011. I'm going to tell you the hard truths and do the hard things. And we got through them. But there's time for us and time, when I say us, Amy and I, to do some other things. And I, in all fairness, when you do back-to-back chief of staff for President Obama, 8 years as mayor of the city of Chicago, I didn't have a full 4 years in my gas tank. I had about a year, year and a half. And as Harold Washington said, politics ain't beanbag. And you can't just kind of cruise for 2 years, 3 years as mayor of Chicago.
So
and
I owe
the voters that honesty, and I owe myself to be honest with myself, even though I think not just the job. This is the greatest city with the greatest people. They wear their passion on their sleeves, which I love. I'll miss a lot of things like it going around in different neighborhoods all over the city, being able to stop in police stations, fire stations, schools, restaurants, coffees, diners. I'll miss that. I will really miss the cross section. That said, I got some other things I want to do, and I'm going to start them on day one. So,
Cubs Network? You going to work
What's
for
that?
Them? Are you going to work for the Cubs Network? Is that your next job?
I think given some of the negotiations, they may have me be selling peanuts. I think Tom thinks that's a good place for me to start.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for everything you've done for sports
thank
in Chicago.
You for everything.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Be good.
Yep.
That is Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, for, what, another week, right?
Another week. Next Tuesday, I believe. Yeah, a week from today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.